India has been battling the world's biggest and deadliest COVID-19 outbreak. On top of that, another health crisis is unfolding. Thousands of Indians have come down with a rare fungal infection just as they are recovering from COVID-19. It's being called the black fungus, and it's been killing up to half of the people it infects. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from Mumbai.
Pushkar Saran lives in a suburb of India's capital, and he's one of millions of Indians who recently caught the coronavirus. He got ill, but his prognosis was good. He's 42, he has diabetes, and was prescribed steroids for treatment. But as he recovered from COVID-19, Saran came down with something else. He described his symptoms on local TV.
The
left side of my face went numb and my eye turned red, he says. I couldn't feel my teeth or jaw.
And I was also very scared.
He was scared because he'd heard all the news about a deadly fungus preying on people as they recuperate from COVID-19.
Well, if the coronavirus crisis wasn't enough, black fungus is wreaking havoc in the country.
They call it black fungus because it often discolors human tissue as it kills it. The scientific name for this infection is mucormycosis. It's from a fungus called mucor, which is ubiquitous in the soil in the tropics. And it's usually harmless, except when someone's immunity is very low, like Saran's was, from COVID-19 on top of diabetes.
Somehow, uncontrolled diabetes makes a very fertile ground for the mucor to enter.
Dr. Arunalok Chakrabarty is a microbiologist in the northern city of Chandigarh and one of India's top experts on mucormycosis. He used to diagnose about 50 cases a year, mostly in people weakened by organ transplants or chemotherapy. But he's diagnosed 55 cases this week alone, all of them diabetics with COVID, and
around two-thirds of the patients have been inappropriately given steroids, or they have given excess dose of steroids.
Some doctors have over-prescribed steroids for COVID, Chakrabarty says, and that may have made certain patients even more vulnerable to fungal infections. The mucor fungus grows in the respiratory tract and then spreads to the jaw, eyes, and eventually the brain. Dr. Raghuraj Hegde is an eye surgeon in the southern city of Bengaluru who's been forced to make tough decisions for his mucormycosis patients.
Yeah, it has been very challenging. To save the patient, we have to remove many eyes over the last 1 month.
He's had to remove their eyes to save them. As if that's not bad enough, lately he's run out of antifungal drugs to help these patients recover. They typically need 7 doses per day, and he's only able to give them 1 or 2. The drugs are on back order with the government. Some desperate patients are turning to the black market amid shortages nationwide.
So this has been very tough to explain to the patients, and they are frustrated, and we are frustrated as well. Because of the speed of this fungal infection, it gives us very little time.
In the best of times, mucormycosis has a 10 to 15% fatality rate. But in India right now, with COVID already collapsing the health system and shortages of antifungal medications, mucormycosis is killing about half of the people it infects. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.